ProFlowRadio.com.
Go!
ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live. Pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with FoFoFlow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. ProFlow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
ProFlow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. ProFlow for Show. ProFlow for Show. ProFlow for Show.
Check this out.
This call is now being recorded.
So I am talking with my homeboy 720 out of Kentucky, right?
Lexington, Kentucky, man.
All right. That's what's up. Ain't that the capital?
No. Frank's the capital.
Okay, yeah, I ain't do that good in school. Well, anyhow, it's all good, man. I'm glad you wanted to join us on the show. Appreciate it. Shouts out to 11 for sure. And let's see. What I want to do is, get to know you, get to know a little bit about your career, talk about your music, and what's coming up in the future and where people can find you at. So let's start off by giving the people a little introduction. If you don't mind, let them know where they can find you at and what your name is again.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? This is 720, man, out in Hot Heat, Sad, Lexington, Kentucky, you dig? My link is Facebook, man, Crick 720, fan page, Reverb Nation, Crick 720, and SoundCloud, Crick 720.
What's Crick stand for?
Crick stands for, my old self, you know what I'm saying, my old ways.
Okay.
That's my birth name, but 720 came into the mix of the resurrection of Crick.
All right. That's what's up, man.
Like the elevation of Crick, you know what I'm saying? From a thug to a god, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely heard the spiritual feel to the music. It was real positive. It was deep. It was intellectual. It was very social. You know what I'm saying? How long you been doing music?
I've been doing music for a while, man, like the next man, you feel me? I've probably been doing music, bro, for like over 15, 20 years or so.
That's what's up, and it sounds like you're pretty good, you know, honestly. I heard about 3 or 4 different songs. When did you, like, have you always been a clean rapper?
Well, you know how it is, man. You know, first you start out a little rough and rugged, you know what I'm saying? Then you realize that you ain't trying to do it like that no more, so you switch the game up. I really got serious, man, when I was on lockdown, man. Tell you the real truth about the matter, you feel me?
Yes. I'm trying to think. I can understand that.
Yeah, once I was in lockdown, man, instead of running around doing what everybody else is doing, man, I tried to concentrate on my craft, man. And I was doing shows in the penitentiary, and everybody like, man, you got to get out, man. You got to represent us, man. Because you like, you got something going on. You speaking street, but feel like you speaking on a different street level. You feel me?
Right.
So
right.
I started doing that. Then when I came out, you know what I'm saying? Instead of going strip clubs and running around with the crowd that they wanted me to run around with, man, I just separated myself and started doing shows, man. And, you know, it started popping from there.
That's great, man. So do you get a chance to perform in Kentucky?
Man, I done did everything, man. I do like the local community things, man. You know, we have it like every year, you know, East End Day, Frogtown Day, Speaker Hill, West End, East End Day, you know what I'm saying? And I do the lyrics. I do the Roots and Heritage. It's like an annual event, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, shit, probably like 10,000 people there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I do it like every year.
That's great.
I back to the community, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I'm sure they love you for it too. So what kind of music you got out right now? Like what like if people go online and look you up for iTunes or they look you up on your website or anything like that, what kind of what's one of your favorite songs on there they can check out?
Oh, the songs I got out there now, man, it's like The Streets Is Watching. That's hot.
Yeah, I like that one.
Bark With Me, that's really hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm running over the stereotypes on that one, you know what I'm saying? And to the death I swear, man, I'm just giving my allegiance to my hood and my culture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got I got several other ones on there, man. They hot. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I'm trying to bring the game back to game. You feel me? It seems like the game done lost its identity and the culture and the soulfulness of the game. You feel me? So I'm just trying to give that back to the game.
Totally. You can definitely hear that in the music. Totally in the music. So you can kind of consider yourself like a role model or activist to a certain extent.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I'm coming out like, you know what I'm saying, like a thought lord, a hood, you know what I'm saying, a hood guy, man. I done been through the hell. I'm trying to tell y'all what's the different level of this game instead of talking about a whole lot of things that I ain't got, you know what I'm saying, the money and fame, you know what I'm saying, all this wannabe, all this fictitious music going on, all this fictitious lyrics is going on. I'm trying to give you that real, you know what I'm saying, because if I'm going to talk about it, I experienced it. I'm not going to talk about nothing that I ain't never experienced. You know what I'm saying?
Was it hard for you to transition from, you know, from that thug to the upstanding stand-up guy that you are?
No, not really, because I've always been a leader, man. I always had a pack following me, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you got that, man, you can change up. It's like, if you got that type of reputation and respect from everybody, then you can change up. You can be that trendsetter. So it was kind of easy for me. I started off in the joint, though, when I got baptized. When I got baptized, I was surprised of all the love and all the respect that I got when I got baptized. You know what I'm saying? When I got baptized, and like, you know, everybody else wanted to do the same thing because of who I was. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I...
That's how it's supposed to work, though. I feel you.
Yeah, so when that happened, I'm like, okay, when I get it back on the street, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do the same thing. Because, I mean, bro, it's bad out here. These brothers out here is lost. You know what I'm saying? They lost in the South. They ain't got no type of direction.
Right.
They're killing each other every day. You feel me? Off of this old monkey music they got out here. So I'm trying to stay toes in the sense. You feel me?
It's the truth, man. It's the truth. That's why we got involved with this as well. When people listen to your music, what do you think they hear? What's your style like to you? Like, you know, I want you to describe yourself, you know?
Okay, when they hear my music, man, they gonna hear a whole lot of prophetical things, man. When you listen to my music, you not just listen to the music, you're gonna see the vision of what I painted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're gonna see the vision, you're gonna see every picture and every lyric that I spit. And all my songs, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm just trying to come out, man. I'm just trying to be that elevation, man, for our dying nation, for real, for real.
Right. Right.
But you got a whole lot of brothers talking about it, but they ain't about it, for real, for real.
Yeah, they just running their mouth. That's the truth, though.
Right.
What's aside from when you got locked up, what's one of the hardest things you had to accomplish in your music game?
In the music game, you know, you got your naysayers or whatnot, man, but pretty much, man, like I said, once I set myself aside from everybody else, shoot, doors just started opening, you know, radio play. I done had 6 songs on the radio down here throughout Kentucky, you feel me? Embarked on a movie deal. I'm still waiting on that to come out. It's called The Heart of a Champion.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's an urban Rocky film.
All right.
And then they said, I talked to my agent like a month ago. He said Shamar Morton picked up the lead acting role. So we still waiting on that to do.
That'd be nice. That would be nice.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to the trailer, man, of The Heart of a Champion, man, on YouTube.
Okay. I think I've heard of it, actually, for some reason. I think I heard of it. I don't want to lie a lot, so.
It's based on a true story, man. You got real actors and you got real boxers that's in the movie, man.
Okay, cool.
It's being filmed in Miami.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Most definitely.
Well, congratulations on that for sure, man. Once you give the audience, once you give the kids some advice on life in general.
Give some kids the advice.
Yeah, get some kids, like right now, get some kids advice on life in general.
Go back to your history of who you really are, man, because everything that you've been taught a lie. That's why you get caught up in all type of situations that you're going through. You feel me? from, you know, being black, you know, being black who we are, man, we've been taught a lot, so we got to get ourselves up out of that darkness. And the only way you can get up out of that darkness and discover who you are with your true identity, you got to go back to your ancestors. Because if you don't go back to your ancestors, you can't go forward. So the main thing is, man, you got to, for the kids, you know, I can say the same thing that everybody else is saying, man. My thing is for the kids, man, is to really go back and check out your culture, man, your ancestors, man. Then you're going to have all your answers, all your questions. Yeah, you're going to have all your questions answered, man. And most importantly, man, make a connection with the Heavenly Father.
That's most important, always.
That's the most important thing, man. Make your connection with the Heavenly Father, man. Pray every day, pray every night, because the more you pray, your ancestors through your Heavenly Father is going to protect you on these byways and highways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you on that. True. So why don't you also make your final statement to just your audience in general about your career, you know, what they can do to support you, where they can find you at again, you know, if you want to re-announce your name, that'd be great, you know, if you want to say thank yous and shout outs, that's cool too.
Most definitely. Like I said, you can find me at Crick720 fan page on Facebook, Crick720 Reverb Nation, Crick720 SoundCloud, plus you can check me out at Crick720 on number one music website. I'm doing numbers on that too as well. Man, just look for the real to come back into the game, man. I'm trying to bring the soul, the spirit back into the hip hop, man. And whenever you hear me or whenever you see me, that you're gonna see there's a sun on the ground, man, and not a moon. Cause all these cats that have about their stars, man, they just moons, man. They just twinkling, man. Ain't no real sun out there. Ain't no real sun been out there in the game since Tupac left and Boogie left. You know what I'm talking about?
Man, show me the light. I feel you on that, bro. That's the truth. It's a sad, sad day in hip hop, but there's a lot of individuals out here like you and I, and we don't continue to push forward for the purity of music and, you know, helping to teach our culture us coming, you know, what's really going on, because like you say, there's a lot of lies out here.
Man, I'm telling you, bro, it is getting worse too. Somebody got to come out and do it. It's like, don't nobody really care about nobody out here no more. Ain't no love in the game no more. So I'm trying to bring that love back in the game.
You got to. Don't ever stop, man. You know, eventually it's gonna turn. The tables is gonna turn because this army of individuals starting to rise up, and as long as we are all doing our parts, you know what I'm saying, somebody gonna take over.
Most definitely, man. Hey, man, and special shout out, man, to my homie, man, 11, man. You feel me?
No doubt. 11 all day.
Like I told you, 11, man, this is biblical what he's doing, what we doing, man. It's like the 11th hour. You feel me?
You already know it, man. It's good, man. I've known 11 for a long time. He's a very hard worker. He deserves a lot. And everything he got, he deserves it. He earned it. And I want to see him do good. So I'm just continuing to try to support however I can. So you guys continue to do your thing.
Most definitely.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, check us out, www.maxheat.com. It's Pro Flow Radio.
What you heard, boy? I said, for what you heard, boy? I'm the realest motherfucker coming out, no doubt, and I'm putting in the work, boy. You've been waiting on the summertime, trying to see you gon' make it out. Well, I told you stupid niggas last year, it's the king, and I'm gonna start the fuck drought. I've been unappreciated, kept in silence, waiting, feeling devastated, being patient on my time to make it, top is for the taking, and I'm headed for it. You ain't got a question if I wanna, yeah, but you know I'm ready for it. Y'all niggas ain't stopping me. What you're saying is so obsolete. I'm the wolf killing off the sheep. I'm the one you cannot defeat. One king at the end, you do not see apostrophes, cause you'll never see another nigga like me. Probably why these fraud ass rappers don't like me. You brought a gun to the fight with
I'm the same dude. Better step on your Nikes. This is 702 time. For anybody that is living west in the Tucson. This is what y'all really wanted, huh? But the only thought process on my mind.
Are you ready for it? I don't know if you're ready for it. 702 zone, yeah, I'm home. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? I don't think these niggas ready for it. One time for the loudest in the place, cause we just getting started and we coming with the pace.
Been upon, how I been upon, and I been a dumb. I'm in motherfucker, cause I kinda left Afghanistan. What you want, what you really want, what you never seen. I'm the greatest folk, evolution since inventing things. Most of you never even heard of me. I'ma shove it in you like it's cosmetic surgery. That's the sound of the burglary. Run, motherfucker, run, this is an emergency.
Oh shit. All of my nukes start riots, cause we are immune to the violence. Yeah, fuck what you saying, my nigga. If you desperate and nobody's buying it, oh Lord, fuck. You mean I've been a problem since Obama was elected? I was never favored at the first impression. If you tryna reach me now, then leave a message. I don't got time, cause I'm really not that comprehensive. Bitch, I'm on a mission for the whole town. Cooking in the stew with Fernando. Said it been real since I came on. But these fake niggas ended up dead wrong. I ain't worried about it, homie, look, I got myself. But these whack rapping motherfuckers may need help. I'm a legend in the making when I drop my shit. I just wish you stupid pants and stop that shit. Cause, don't never see another nigga like me. Probably why these fraud ass rappers don't like me. You brought a gun to the fight, well it might be. I'm the same nigga, let a step on your Nikes. This is 702 time. For anybody that is living west in the Tucson. This is what y'all really wanted, huh? But the only thought process on my mind. Are you ready for it? I don't know if you're ready for it. 702 zone, yeah, nigga, I'm home. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? I don't think these niggas ready for it. One time for the loudest in the place, cause we just getting started and we coming with the bass.
Bass.